Hi, this is Beans, Beats and Bankruptcy, and I'm Steve Everletta. Today, we're going to be talking about what's hot on the cafe scene, music we're listening to at work, and bankruptcy. Today, I'm going to be reviewing a coffee from Mecca. I had a really nice sit down there with a friend the other day and I thought I'd take some home. We're drinking a Moonwalker blend. It's normally a coffee you have with milk, but I'm drinking it black. It's not bad. It's a bit rich. It's a bit nutty even, but I don't know whether it goes as an espresso. I'll have to try it again as a flat white when I've got a chance, but I suggest you sit down and have a try at Mecca on King Street. In the beat segment, we're going to be reviewing tracks we work to, how they impact our mood, and whether they assist us to get a good outcome for our clients. So today I'm going to be reviewing something really interesting compared to what I normally listen to. I'm listening to Forbidden City Cold Moon by Mindy Meng Wang. The beats, it doesn't have any beats. It's Chinese classical music. The vocals, it doesn't have any vocals. It's Chinese classical music. Workability though, 10 out of 10. I mean, my general comments are just put it on. It's just pure transcendentalism. Lose yourself. And, you know, once you finish that journey, focus on that restructure you've been putting off all week and just get it done. It's fantastic. So, in keeping with the extended theme of where I've been going with this video project, today we're going to be chatting about something a little bit more detailed and actually an interesting case that has come up. And I guess a common misconception, which in my view requires a bit of further investigation and elaboration by a lot of people in the context of bankruptcy, is can I travel overseas? And on one reading of the Bankruptcy Act, a bankruptcy trustee is able to limit your capacity to travel overseas at their discretion. And in fact, there's a lot of advertising around the fact that you may automatically lose your passport if you go bankrupt. And though there's some truth in those statements, the reality of it is that that's not fundamentally true. And in fact, most of the time, a bankruptcy trustee is going to consent to your international travel and isn't going to seize your passport. So today we're going to be chatting about an interesting case called Nguyen and Scott as trustee of the bankrupt estate of Nguyen and Stoliar. It's a case from last year in the federal court. It's about a couple who were both bankrupt, and I think they're still bankrupt right now, and they traveled numerous times throughout the course of their bankruptcy with the consent of their bankruptcy trustees. But unfortunately, these particular bankrupts were also naughty boys and girls, not to use a bit of a implicit statement, but they were a little bit naughty because they weren't fully disclosing all of the assets which they owned, including expensive sculptures we later found out, a Patek Philippe watch, Bulgari earrings, and various other things. So under an intimation or anticipation of a lack of truth, this particular bankruptcy trustee said, hey, look, I've let you travel a couple of times overseas. I know you've got a personal connection overseas, but it's not happening again. I've attended your premises under a 77AA notice, and I've discovered a whole bunch of assets, and you're not giving me information about who the owner is, you're not delivering them up to me, and you're just being dodgy, you're being deceitful. And as a result, I'm not going to let you travel overseas. I'm worried that you're going to take those assets out of my control and out of the control of the Australian jurisdiction. And just generally, I think now it's time we talk brass tacks and get to the bottom of what's really happening with your bankrupt estate. And I guess, unfortunately for this bankruptcy trustee, if you're talking about in the context of acting for a bankruptcy trustee, but this particular bankrupt, Mrs. Nguyen, actually made an application to the federal court and said, hey, I want to travel overseas. The court looked at the matter quite factually. I mean, yes, there's a lot of relevant law, and I'll provide a detailed summary of this particular case in support of this video, but ultimately the court helped the parties in this particular instance determine a whole bunch of orders which resolved the issues which were in dispute, including, you know, return of the watch, return of the various sculptures, return of the earrings and some cash found at the premises, and providing information to the trustee for the benefit of the creditors. So that issues of deceit and various other problems could be overcome, those assets could be realized for the creditors, and ultimately, as a result, there was no reason for the trustee to object to the international travel. So in many respects, it was quite a straightforward case of the court having been petitioned to block a trustee's blockade of a bankrupt couple's ability to travel overseas, and eventually the court played effectively mediator and determined that yes, they can travel overseas with the consent of the trustee in this particular instance, but they also needed to comply with their obligations under the Bankruptcy Act. So a win-win for creditors and for a bankrupt. So if you're thinking about going bankrupt, just remember that you're not necessarily going to be banned from traveling overseas, but it's important to consider that you have other obligations which the court and your bankruptcy trustee might consider when determining whether they will allow you to travel overseas or not. And I guess that's really it when it comes to this case, and I hope you stay tuned next week for another interesting case in the context of the law and bankruptcy.